What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's take a look at what's hot in the market right now.
Well, we'll have to stay with our main space, you know, and that is, you know, corn and soybeans. They both have been putting in some pretty good performances. Still hanging up at the top end of their trading ranges. They're up right up against some strong resistance. They haven't seen a major sell-off off of it. They just keep kind of flirting with those areas. We break above those, then we could see this market go up quite a bit more. But right now, that's kind of where the corn and soybeans are sitting. Cattle also in the same position. They've been going up and bumping their heads up against some major resistance. They keep testing it. They haven't been able to break through it, but they're still up at the top end of their trading ranges. Gold has made a pretty good recovery. Silver, on the other hand, is still kind of in lackluster mode. But for now, I'd have to say it still continues to be corn, soybeans, and the cattle markets.
So the other side of it then, what's not hot right now?
You know, you got to go with wheat yet. I mean, that seems to be a market that's reluctant not taking place, in any kind of a rally. So that's a market that continues to be somewhat down towards the end of its trading ranges. We still see canola and the bean oil market pushing forward. Bean oil, actually, the new contract high. So those are still seeing some pretty good performance. But right now, wheat is the one that's struggling the most.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. A reminder, futures and options have risk.